Andrew Easton.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Well, it's because it had its quirks. You had to tap something or bash something before it would even go. Now, 5:21, and well, moving on tonight, this is a really interesting story. The experimental aircraft Solar Impulse 2 has completed its round-the-world journey using only the power of the sun. The plane landed back in Abu Dhabi 16 months after beginning the trip. Speaking on the Solar Impulse YouTube channel, the lead mission engineer, Michael Anger, was delighted that they'd made it all the way around.
Our thoughts 5 years ago when we discussed about all the challenges we will face, that we're going to fly in Pacific and how do we going to do it, and think about the strategy and pilot health, and we were like, oh my God, this is nearly impossible. And now it's the moment really when we passed the line, the longitude of today on the airport, now this moment is really the greatest.
So how important is solar energy, and how likely is it that more and more gadgets, large and small, are likely to take on this kind of power? Fevzi Turkalp, technology expert from the website Gadget Detective. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
It's what do you call this momentous? This trip. It's certainly going to give us an insight into what may happen with certain gadgets, technology in the future, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the flight itself is designed to promote the idea of renewable energy, solar energy and other forms. And obviously it's a great achievement for them as individuals. But I think there's no doubt that solar energy is improving, the technology of it is improving, the amount of energy we can get for every square meter of solar panel is ever increasing. And I think that's going to be important. It's going to be an important form of power going forwards in terms of renewable energies. And I think it can also help to deal a little bit with global warming and climate change, because if you are absorbing the heat and converting it into something which is not heat, then that may actually help with aspects of climate change as well.
And what sort of thing? I mean, I guess more and more we're starting to see new build houses, see the panels go up on the roof. And if you, where was I? Cornwall, I think. And the fields of solar panels, these solar farms that are popping up all over the place, people are realising it's a really good place to get your power from. I suppose the next thing will be some more smaller, more portable gadgets might have a little bit on them, which will also get its power from the sun.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, my wristwatch has got a battery in it, but it's also got a solar panel built into it. And it means that the battery, it still needs a battery, but it'll last for about 10 years instead of 1 or 2 years. So all sorts of gadgets can have these built in. And of course, that's helpful. I think the really big help will be when we have more of these solar farms built into our national grid and around the world as well. And as they get more and more efficient, we will need to burn fewer and fewer fossil fuels. And, all this was a sort of a test project, if you like. I don't think anyone thinks that this particular plane is in itself the future of aviation. I mean, it's quite a remarkable plane. It's the weight of a car, but the wingspan of a jumbo jet. And the cockpit the size of a phone box on the street. So, it's something to get us talking. I don't think this is the technology itself, but no doubt that this technology continues to improve and become more efficient.
Thank you, Fevzi Turkalp, technology expert from the website Gadget Detective.